graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
I can't believe it. The way you look sometimes, like a trampled flag on a city street. Oh yeah. And I don't want it. The things you're offering me, symbolized barcode, quick ID. Oh yeah. 'Cause I'm a 21st century.
Thank you for downloading episode 129 of Suplex City Limits for September 29th, 2017. I've got your mother's maiden name tattooed on my arm. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the mayor of Parts Unknown, my co-host,
Mr. Tyler Fudge. I got your father's middle name tattooed on my dick.
That's one of the top ones. Oh, shit.
Just so you know, this is not rehearsed at all.
No, well, this is good. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter, at Suplex City Limit, and you can follow Tyler at The Federation. Do you hear that car alarm?
Yep, faintly, but...
You do?
Yeah.
We're trying to do a five-star fucking podcast in here, but I live in the ghetto, so what are you going to do?
Fucking thieves. Oh, dude, speaking of living in the ghetto, so I come home, I think it was Thursday night, and there's these people dragging chains out from the back of a truck into a apartment, and there was no lights. They're going around with flashlights on. They're running in through two apartments with flashlights.
Okay.
And then they ran through their vehicles and left. I just stood there watching from my fucking driveway.
It's still going. Still going. if you like the show and would like to help support it, maybe get us a fucking studio or some soundproofing.
Or maybe a goddamn car alarm stop. Jesus.
You can pick up t-shirts. I have pro wrestling tees. We've got four designs available. Sizes small to 5XL. Shipping all across this beautiful planet. Or you can donate on Patreon. Get yourself shouted out on the show. Like bad motherfuckers Casey. Our friends at Wrestling Suit Podcast, much love to Joe and Mish. The Mizcast, infamous Chris Savage, kick-ass Keith Martin, and down here, everyone floats, Jeremy Foltz. This week on the pod-smokinest wrestling pod on the internet, the podcast of the immortals, we'll be recapping No Mercy. We're talking the first night of Ultima Lucha Trace, our top five matches of the week, Mark Tank, and a whole lot more. So, you ready to fucking start this bitch?
I is.
I'm fucking baked out and ready to go. Is that a John Cena impression? Yes. This show am good. My buddy's got this thing. He's got this, you know, those like metal signs or whatever? Like old timey, you'd see like advertising would be done on a metal sign.
Okay, yeah, like a gas station stuff kind of deal.
He's got this one, and it's for syrup, some brand of syrup, I think. And it's got this like old black guy on it, and he's smiling and shit, and it says "Dis show am good" on it. It's fucking crazy, man. Oh. It's not old either. You bought it like recently at like just at a fucking mall.
Really? So,
yeah. I was like, that's fucking this epic shit. Yeah, so that's always been a line that follows like "Dis show am good." I fucking love it. We've made like questionably racial comments. Let's start it off with the news.
This week in the news. I don't know. Jim has all the news. I fucked up. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to Tyler.
Yes.
Let's get into the news. I don't know. Let's talk about this Young Buck situation.
Yes.
First off, did you see their invasion of Raw?
Yes, I did.
How fucking great was that?
Dude, man, they essentially did the DX thing, and it worked completely.
It's pretty great, man. They showed up in a fucking Hummer limo. Cody gave a speech from the standing on the back tire. It's pretty fantastic, man. But the WWE that was not entertained. Not entertained.
Especially when they... get this guy to talk about how he's got free tickets and shit like that.
Which isn't true, I'm sure.
Maybe it might not be. But I don't know. Like, you'd think if they were common tickets, they'd have a fuller house than they do, but...
Well, that's just it. I suppose they don't do that shit, because then nobody would buy them. They'd be like, well, if you wait to the last minute, you'll get a free.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other issue. So, they are sent him a cease and desist this time for the Too Sweet, man.
Too Sweet and, wasn't it... Oh, maybe it was just Too Sweet, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just the Too Sweet deal. So, who fucking knows? How they're not happy about it. That's just kind of it's such a cunty move.
It is. But, I mean, do you really think that they were going to let you get away with it if you're like, causing smack talk like that, though? You know what I mean? It's like you knew it was going to happen at some point in time. But
it's great. I mean...
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you can't expect it to just to go unnoticed. But have you seen the T-shirt rebuttal that they have?
Yeah.
The cease and desist T-shirt is fucking great. I might buy one.
They're going to sell a ton of them, dude.
Yeah, they will. The WWE just gave them money.
It's just like, oh, we have all this fucking, court power, and we can take anybody, and we can outspend them to victory in court. Great, but you didn't take into account that these guys are fucking wily, carny motherfuckers. They're just going to come up with something else that's going to sell even more.
They're probably better at selling T-shirts than WWE are better at selling T-shirts, to be completely
honest. Oh, dude. Look at their fucking shows. Look at Raw. Just Bullet Club shirts and shit everywhere.
I know.
I had this thing I saw this week. I guess WWE has a house show coming a couple hundred miles from here, and the arena released its thing, and it says no masks other than WWE. So I don't know. I was like, I don't know if this means, you can't go in there with a werewolf mask probably, but you can wear any wrestling like lucha mask, or if it meant like you have to wear like a Kalisto mask. But either way, it got me thinking like how long until you're not allowed to wear competing wrestling shit to Raw or SmackDown.
Dude, I can see it on a televised event. I can see it coming at some point in time. Like, those
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, those guys that dress up as wrestlers sometimes get given T-shirts to stop dressing like the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that's just the start of it. Everything always rolls downhill and gets worse. Spoken like a pure pessimistic right there. But, yeah.
When they're in California, as they were this week, the crowd is all fucking Bullet Club shirts, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like cleaner shirts, Bullet Club shirts,
Young Buck shirts. Shit. Yeah. Everywhere you look, every time they cut, this is another Bullet Club shirt.
And about 500 assholes with their homemade T-shirt for their shitty fucking wrestling podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But no less. WWE, stop being cunts. Come on. Stop being cunts.
Give Cody his last name.
Speaking of Cody Rhodes, he signed a domestic deal, a long-term deal with Ring of Honor. So he will not be going elsewhere for a while. It's we don't know the exact details, but it says the next several years.
Well, then it's also includes New Japan.
Right. Yeah.
So.
But man, he went fucking everywhere, man.
Oh, dude! Of course, he has to be tired. You know what I mean? Like the grind that he's put himself on. He was everywhere. Like he's in every nook and cranny of the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like he came. Like he went to Edmonton one day. When they only they get like two big wrestlers a year.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a good move, man. It's a really good move for Ring of Honor. Good move for him. I don't think they're going to have him back at WWE anytime soon. I don't think he'd ever go back anyway.
No. I mean,
he'll hang out at Ring of Honor, and then when fucking Daniel Bryan comes up here in like a year,
yeah,
they'll have a fucking big match there or something.
Yeah, no. It's...
Not that that's like a, you know, Cody it's Rhodes not... isn't on the top fucking 10 people I'd want to see him wrestle, but
there's no match that Cody Rhodes can make a dream match for me.
I keep thinking, like, he's got it in him, but he never really does pull off the work rate match.
No, he doesn't. So it's nah. Cody Rhodes, I'm not a whatever. Like, that news was, like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, meh, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But, right, he can go anywhere. I'm not going to watch that product just for him.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of other stuff. Dude, there's an update on that Starrcade. Did you see the fucking Rock and Roll Express are wrestling on that show?
Against the club? Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Nah, they're a draw on that. They're going to North Carolina. I like it. I think it's cool.
I mean, sure. But I mean, all that is everything else didn't pan out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we reached out to Cody. He won't come back.
Yeah, I would rather see them like the Rock and Roll versus fucking Sex Ferguson and Anderson's. That would be a good fucking.
But we're not going to get it. We're not going to see anything. So.
No. Samoa Joe injury update. He should be back in November. Doesn't really matter that much. I think did they kill him off kind of? For you, like when he came in and lost to fucking everybody, it was just like. Eh.
I don't know. The rumor is that Vince McMahon is really high on Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
So, if he likes you, he's got room for you.
The rumor is I'm really high on weed.
Hey.
I don't know. What else we got? Tessa Blanchard allegedly headed to Impact Wrestling. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I have no idea. Why they can't seem to lock her up at NXT. They just kind of fucking bring her in and, you know, I understand.
I honestly think that she's just used as bait for Ricochet.
Yeah.
Right? So wherever she goes, Ricochet goes. So if she goes to Impact, I would imagine Ricochet goes to Impact once you can get out of that horrible Lucha Underground deal or whatever the fuck.
Well, it'll be over soon. Yeah. What are the 90 days after, so.
Yeah.
By the end of the year.
Yeah. Things just start looking grimmer and grimmer, too, because there's still no news from the AAA front from anything resembling starting the fourth season. like not even plans to start the plan to shoot. You know what I mean? That's lack of plans they got.
It's getting fucking... It's getting kind of sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Because watching this is it. We got three more.
We might be into the fourth. This week might have been the fourth last episode.
The full card has been released for New Japan's King of Pro Wrestling event. Takes place October 9th at Sumo Hall in Tokyo, Japan. Pretty good fucking card. This will be the IWGP Heavyweight Championship with Okada and Evil.
Last match is going to be great.
Tons of other good shit, though, too. Kushida and Will Ospreay for the Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
Elite Squad, War Machine, and Guerrillas of Destiny for the tag team belts. A lot of good shit, man.
Yeah, they're debuting, I believe, Roppongi 3K or something like that.
All right.
So it's just going to be, what's his name? Rocky Romero's new tag team or whatever?
Yeah, that's right. They haven't said who it is, right?
No, No.
Interesting. Also, what do you think of Taguchi and Ricochet? Have we talked about that?
I mean,
like, what do you think of that fucking tag team?
Taguchi, when he's not doing the funny gimmick, is a great wrestler. Amazing. Like, his match against Kenny Omega in Wrestle Kingdom, I want to say 9 or 10, is fucking great. But I don't know. I don't know. I think Ricochet is really just buying his time in Japan until he can sign a contract in the States.
I also have Naito and Ishii for the Wrestle Kingdom briefcase.
That match is going to be fucking off the chain, too.
Yeah. Then you got some other... All the other matches are tag matches or multi-person matches. So that looks like a good card. I'm pretty stoked for that.
Yeah, we might get a few top fives out of that one.
Hopefully. Then we won't end up like we did this week with a top four and just like, well, I guess we'll make this one top five. I don't feel good about that, folks. I don't feel good about
it. And you'll know the match, too, as soon as we say it.
Oh, I'll make sure to clarify. It's like... So weird how that works. We come like, you know, we each watch everything and then come together like, hey, what do you got? And it's funny enough, like this week we both had four and they were all the same matches.
Yeah.
And we both Synergy. Had no fucking idea. I actually asked some people. I asked like Lance Levine from Shooting the Shiznit and or Levine. What? I'm sorry. Sorry, Lance.
Yes.
And I asked like some other this dude I know who writes for a fucking wrestling website and shit. I was like, dude, what do you got? Anything for a fifth? Fuck.
And so and that match is the one.
There we go. It is. Mike and Maria Kanellis announced they're having a child. Is this guy planning on fucking like working? Ever plan on like actually doing something in this company?
He's doing the house shows.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's just like Maria gets hired again. She's like, "Oh, let me go on a paid leave." Fuck me, Mike. Fuck me.
Well, yeah, he comes in, he signs, then he's gone and fucking rehab and shit immediately, and then she gets pregnant. I think a big part of like signing him was just to get her.
Yeah.
Like, she's a piece of ass. We'll do something with her storyline wise, or, you know.
And it's like, they might still fire her.
Yeah.
They don't know fired who came Karma. Up with. Kong.
Do you think they came up with that idea, or do you think they're like, fuck this guy? Like, let's give him this gimmick where he takes her name?
I think so. Maybe they were pissed that like they had to hire him, and they're just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
We'll ruin you, and we'll be able to rehab Maria.
I think it's a rib, dude.
Oh, probably.
I think it's a fucking rib. Yeah, what else we got in the news? You had no other news, huh?
No, I had zero news, Jim.
Mid-hit. fucked up as well. Did you hear? I don't know if we got around to talking about this on the show. A couple of weeks ago, Marty Jannetty had this thing come out where he's talking about how he wanted to fuck his daughter. He spelled it all wrong and shit.
Now, did he say that, like, it's a girl that he thought was his daughter, and now that she's not his daughter, he wants to fuck her or something?
I think it's... No, I think it's, like, his chick's daughter. It's, like, stepdaughter.
Oh.
Or maybe he just considered... Okay, I see he considered that. But anyway, he released a statement this week saying he does not want to have sex with a girl that he considers his daughter.
Good, Marty. Good.
And he claims a recent Facebook post that went viral was written by a hacker.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you follow fucking Marty Jannetty on Facebook, you know is a complete lie, because that guy's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Like, his posts are, like, the craziest shit.
That was drunk Marty Jannetty. That was the hacker.
Yeah. Fuck Marty. Did Marty give you coke? Did Marty give you pills? Fuck Marty.
Oh, wait.
Fucking bullshit!
Finally fucking clued in on it.
You ever hear that story where Marty Jannetty tells a story about fucking Iron Sheik, like, roughing up a girl and the cops showing up looking for Sheik and shit?
No, I've never.
Yeah, they, like, meet these chicks and they split up. Marty had this ex, you know, the chick had a friend, and he was like, alright, hook it up with Sheik, you know, and I guess, I don't know, they went to the room and he gave her coke and pills and bullshit and she wouldn't fuck him or something. And he, like, fucking slapped her around, man. Fucking police showed up and shit. But yeah, that was a crazy thing to just, like, oh yeah, by the way, I remember this time, you know. It's like assault, man. It's like fucking maybe attempted rape. I don't know.
Man, it's at least assault.
Yeah. But he's a games the other hacker, which is real funny. Jeff Hardy will be requiring surgery on his shoulder. A torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, and and then we get fucking Jason Jordan and Matt Hardy as a team. Woo!
Dude.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, like, I really thought they were going to run with Jeff for a little while. Like, I think you could put him in there. Like, you think he's got another run? A lot of people think so.
Jeff in the main event?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it. Yeah. It's not going to like be as good as ring. It was. I don't either. He's just a sloppy guy that falls.
He looks like shit now.
Yeah.
I think. Not as shit as Matt, but.
No, Matt.
Just watching Matt wrestle, it's just like, I'm in pain. Like, has he got to be in pain, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Those hips just fucking shot.
Yeah. And it's like, you need more money? I mean, he's probably made quite a bit of money, man.
Well, I'm sure that right now it's just like, I want to make this broken character as big as I can, and now he's just nothing.
Well, yeah, now he fucked it, though. Now he lost the whole thing. You know?
Did they lose the whole thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, but they don't have it right now. It's not like he's selling broken fucking t-shirts and shit.
No.
You know? No,
that's true.
The delete t-shirts and shit like that is not something going on.
No. At least I got one before they went out.
Yeah. Victory Road took place. Do you know anything? Like, what the fuck? Is this some kind of a special event for Impact?
What Impact does is they have one pay-per-view a year, usually, maybe two, or aside from these one-night-only ones, which are taped previously, like weeks before. They name certain episodes of Impact after their old pay-per-views. Like, there's a Destination X Impact, where they do the whole, you know, X Division stuff. Mm. And so that'll just be an episode of Impact. Victory Road is just an episode of Impact where they probably had a title match.
Yeah. Do you see they aired, it's like a week and a half after Triple Mania. It's fucking, on their show, Jim Cornette is talking to, I don't even know who, fucking Moose or something, about his upcoming match at Triple Mania.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Fuck.
I guess I thought I had the results here for that, but it turned out it was like, it was like full notes, so fuck that. I mean, I don't even care what's going on over there. Sorry to people who like that show, but like, there's only so much we can do every week, and right now I'd rather watch Ring of Honor than that. So,
this is what we'll do for a second here. This we'll play some music in honor of Impact.
Oh my god. I don't know. I think that's about all I have. Michael Cole won't be on Raw on Monday, so that's good.
Yeah. Awesome.
He's going to his son's wedding.
Oh, his son can't get married some other fucking time than a Monday?
Well, he's probably like, fuck, dude, schedule something on a Monday so I can have, like, right? A day off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Does he ever leave? Has he ever been on vacation? Does he, you know what I'm saying? Or is that guy just constantly on fucking Raw?
I don't recall many times where he was not on Raw. I really don't. He's usually always there.
So, yeah, Tom Phillips will be filling in, so which is better, I guess.
I agree, yeah. Tom Phillips and Graves, both of them together always is always a plus.
And Booker, fuck me, man.
Yeah, man, he's just getting worse and worse and worse.
He is. Yeah, he's progressively getting worse. He's fading into fucking... like CTE condition shit. I don't know.
Oh.
Just go in the fucking back, find. I mean, there's no other, like, you know. I mean, let's face it, dude, there's no other black guys that you can put in there. Because that's what it is. Let's not beat around the bush here. That's the only reason they fucking do that shit. If it was up to them, it'd just be like three white motherfuckers and that'd be it.
I, like, fuck, David Otunga wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? Like, you
can... Oh, dude, he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks. He does, but he's not as bad as Booker T. Like, there was a point in Raw where Jason Jordan comes out. He's like, oh, Jason Jordan's never teamed up with Matt Hardy. And, like, Booker, he did last week. Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck, Booker? Like,
I think Booker's smoking blunts, dude.
Well, I mean, have you ever looked at his eyes? They're red as fuck.
Oh, dude, I think he's smoking, yeah. He's like, gotta go out there and do this commentator shit. Yeah. We're coming for you! So, yeah. That's about all I've got for the news. We could do the SCL Top 5.
Suplex City Limits
Top 5!
Speaking of Booker T.
Yeah, right. You want to take us through them or what?
Sure.
What do you want me to? All right.
So we might as well get into the Kenny Omega Juice Robinson match here instead of devoting some New Japan time. But
because the rest of that event was bullshit. Yeah, it was like, this was the only single match on the whole show, right?
Yes, as far as I can recall. But there was like the War Machine, Grills of Destiny, and. Killer Elite had a match there. That's where Killer Elite won the titles. But the big match of the show is Kenny Omega against Juice Robinson. You know, they did a lot of big spots, you know, like a suplex to the floor, one winged angel off the second rope. They had some good psychology where Juice was upset for working the surgically repaired knee of Omega. It was like, you know, like some good babyface fucking drama going on there. And it was a good match. Kenny Omega wins. And that was
I don't, you know, every week I have to watch like some fucking 40-minute match from New Japan. Which, I mean, I like it, but I mean, dude, they don't all have to be like 40 minutes.
They're not all.
This match was like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was long. But it was good.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Then we had.
I put this number two on my list for the week.
I mean, I would put it as my number one, but I find a good technical match is always above a hardcore brawl, in my opinion.
Not for this guy.
But for for hardcore brawls, though, man, Killshot versus Dante Fox from Ultima Lucha Trace was fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude. Do we want to talk about that match right now, or do we want to talk about it in the show? I have a fuckload of notes.
I mean, talk about it now. Because we'll get later in the show. Jim, you realize how stoned we're going to be by then?
Yeah, Lucha Underground, other than that, the only thing that happened was Tano and Famous B. And, you know, if Famous B wins, Tano has to sign with him. He's allowed another partner. So I did get Dr. Wagner Jr., which that's fucking cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
But he ended up winning, so Tejano signs the Famous B. Okay. The Hell of War match, dude. This is a three-fall match. Fucking first blood match is first, second is no DQ, and the third is basically an ambulance match.
Yeah.
This match was fucking crazy, dude. There was so many spots that were just absurd in this.
There was, like, all the glass spots were gross and fucking riveting. But the only problem I had with this match was having a first blood before a no DQ. Because the first blood is a no DQ match just with blood.
Yeah. Well, right, I liked it because you knew someone's going to start bleeding at the end of the first fall, you know?
That is true. Like the sadomasochistic in all of us love that.
All right. Yeah, exactly. I enjoyed that. Killshot, when he got the, or no, what was it, Fox? He got the glass, he comes back and, like, forces the ref to help him.
Yeah, fucking set it up.
Yeah. But yeah, they did, like, a double springboard Spanish fly in this, where they both, jumped up from the apron, almost fucked it. Fox almost, like, fucked it up, but they pulled it off. It was crazy as shit. It's a back body drop through the glass. Killshot's just bleeding from his back. So Fox took the first match there. And, dude, like 450 onto a ladder that's across the bottom turnbuckle?
Oh, there's that's gotta hurt so much. So much.
Fucking barbed wire bed that he gets power bombed into a barbed wire bed. It's fucking this is pretty good shit, man.
Can you tell that Shane Strickland is the CZW champion?
Yeah, right. So that was taken by Killshot, so it's all tied up, of course. So we go into the last. I really fucking enjoy this, man. They did that. It's like a fireman's carry slam. I don't know. Well, it was kind of like an AA almost, though.
What, like you talking about the move from the balcony?
No, from the... Oh, no. See, how many spots were in the... Right, it's like a fireman's carry fucking slam from the top rope to the stretcher on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I think... Well, fireman's carry is an AA.
Yeah. That was fucking insanity, man. But yeah, there was a crowd spot, too. Where the fuck was that at? I don't even remember.
Man,
eventually they get
this
up.
This was like a 40-minute television match. It was unreal.
The commercials were perfectly placed between the fucking matches. How good. They don't fucking go... The only time they interrupt shit is on like All Night Long.
Yeah.
Has commercial breaks. But other than that, dude, they don't put commercial breaks in... And maybe they have a little more leeway, you know, on that channel.
But you know what, though? You look at, like, TNA doesn't use commercials like that either. You know, they do it smart. They don't cut through a match. They do the matches between the commercial breaks.
These aren't live shows either, though.
No, but, I mean, you could still, I mean, a live show is not no excuse for it. You know what I mean? Like, you think talking segments would be, just harder to control.
Yeah, it's weird when you on WWE when you go from commercial to watch like four people's entrance because of course it's a four way, and then it goes to commercial again. Ding ding ding, commercial.
Oh. Yeah, they go outside. He gets thrown into the steps. He turns, looks at the camera, says something, goes back to fucking commercials.
Mm-hmm. But on this too, they end up on the band perch, and Fox is choking out Killshot with a fucking mic cord. Then gets smashed in the head with a bottle, tumbles off through, like, all these glass panels and shit. It was fucking crazy. The crowd popped like crazy, and then fell fucking near silent. It was intense, man.
Well, yeah, because they were afraid.
Yeah.
Like, Dante Fox may have died.
Yeah, Killshot takes the win in this, and this match was, like, one of my favorite matches all year.
It was really fun. It was really fun. I agree.
And I don't, you know, people could say whatever. I guess we all like different shit. But for me, a crazy spot fest with glass and fucking, you know, I'm not even that much into hardcore shit, but I appreciate a good throwback fucking hardcore match, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, crazy spots through shit, I'm fucking in, dude. That's, you know, I'm fucking in. What else do we have on this one?
We had Ambrose and Rollins against The Bar at No Mercy.
Yeah, which was a good match. I mean, it wasn't a great match.
It wasn't. I mean, I think the reason why it should be there is Cesaro toughing it out and working 10, 15 minutes with his fucking teeth shoved up his face.
Yeah, at first I thought they were broken off, but yeah. I don't know which is worse. I guess them being broken off would be worse.
I think so, because then you'd be sucking in air, and every time that air touched those teeth, man, it would just be a sharp pain. Can you imagine how blown up he would be? Like, I
you
think
know how
Cesaro
smart
would
that
get
guy
blown up.
Yeah, proves how smart that guy is of a fucking wrestler to immediately, boom, get right at the hard camera with that, you know?
Yeah.
He, like, has 1 second to be like, holy fuck, this sucks, and then, like, boom, using it, you know?
Yeah,
it's
great too, because he's looking at Shane. He's like, "Is it okay?" It's just blood squirting out as he's doing it.
Yeah, fucking gruesome, dude.
Oh, and then when he kept on going, and they kept on like kicking him in the face and shit.
Yeah,
I was just like, "Oh no!" Every time somebody would go to punch him, he's like, "No."
That's a tough motherfucker, man.
Yeah. And then we had Cassius Ohno against Fabian Aichner.
Random, right?
Right, but Fabian Aichner was one of my standouts from the Cruiserweight Classic. I really liked him.
I don't really remember him. I know we must have talked about him, but they were like from the CWC. I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of remember that, I guess. He was a German guy.
He was in the first match, that was it.
I think he's Italian, dude. Pretty sure he's Italian.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. We've proven many times on the show before
that I'm wrong a lot.
Yeah, that sort of thing is not your forte.
No.
With the like fucking month long thing about Ireland and Scotland and whatever.
He's from Italy. I'm not even touching Ireland and Scotland. Fuck that. I'm done. I'm done. If you're from over, you're from across the pond. That's where you're from. You're all getting grouped.
Jeez.
I don't even really know if there's a difference between England and Great Britain, to be completely honest with you. And somebody, I'm sure, is going to go insane that I said that.
At least you're Canadian, and you're like, I don't have to feel bad for the stuff you say as an American. I'm just like, you're repping Canada.
Yeah.
But Eichner did this crazy fucking dive in this match. Like, I don't even know what was happening.
Oh, you're talking about that, like, springboard fucking...
Like panic bomb? I don't know.
Well, like, the Sabu fucking thing that he used a chair to do?
Yeah. He
just hops? It's fucking
pretty
dope.
Fucking good. I was impressed. He's a pretty big guy. Like, they said 220 would have been.
He's beefed up a lot since the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah. I wonder how he did that.
Oh, I wonder.
I wonder how he... How do you think he gained, like, 25, 30 pounds of fucking raw muscle since then?
Well, they have like, these physicians, see?
And he is a Washa Raja fucking VIP member.
Yeah. Man, like... I mean, the guy is fucking built like a... I'm looking at a picture of him now. He's fucking built.
Yeah, and you know it's weird too how much like the look of a dude can influence you. You know, I'm like, he just looks like a fucking tough ass bald guy. I'm like, yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a surprise good match. And then the one that was just added because we really didn't have that much else. And people are probably yelling at their fucking computers right now about some match. But yeah, Ambrose and Strowman from Raw. Way better than Strowman and Lesnar. Holy shit.
It was Strowman. Should we just get into No Mercy now?
Yeah, that's where we're going. I think that's where we're going.
Yeah, so.
We're going to that.
No Mercy. I mean, we can,
I always feel like, too, with our release day that, you know, it's been talked to death, so there's not a real point in going, like, too in-depth on it.
No.
On this shit, but, I mean, with Miz... I really enjoyed that the crowd was totally into Miz, and they totally shit on Jordan.
Yeah, the match itself was sloppy, but the crowd reaction to everything was good. I liked it.
Yeah. Little things from this, you know, it's like the ref doesn't even bother to count the first Northern Light suplex. He holds him there long enough that the ref should react to get down to count, but he doesn't. That irritates me.
Just too fucking lazy.
Yeah.
But, what a bunch of fucking goony goo-goos.
Yeah, in this, the ref is distracted, of course. Skull-crushing finale. Miz wins. And he's in the... Jordan's in the ring, just getting booed mercifully. And he fucking cuts this promo, dude. Yeah, I think Vince might have wrote this one.
I didn't hear like, the promo. I'm not going to lie. Once the match was over, I skipped to the next match.
Oh, great. They don't have a genuine reaction. He gets on the mic and he says, you know, I'm paraphrasing at best. You know, you guys... he doesn't say lovingly, but whatever, you know, chant "you suck" to Kurt every week. Well, the Miz actually sucks. Then walks away, dude. Like, the whole crowd is like, no!
Like, that's one of those comebacks where, like, you knew, like, when a kid always got picked on and he tried to get a comeback and, like, that's what he would say. And you knew that, like, next week it's going to be so much worse, kid.
After the match, you're going to fucking, you know, he just cheated to beat you and you've had this whole thing and he's talking shit. You're going to tell him that he sucks. What the fuck, man? What is this?
Oh, like Miz is back there just like, yeah, I'm just going to go fuck my hot wife right now. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I do. I mean, I have to admit it. Sometimes I am that like asshole fan who like I love shit like this, like because we called it right immediately. We're like, this guy's gonna get fucking booed out of the building.
Oh yeah,
with this fucking Sun shit. And especially when they, because if we've seen this Miz thing coming for, we saw it actually, I think they delayed it for a month or two for this.
Yeah, because it was, you knew it was coming a month ago.
Yeah, because it was like, oh, they want to put the belt on him. I'm like, if they fucking put that belt on him, dude, oh, it's over. I think already they have to turn him heel. Oh, I think already you do.
I felt like after the first week, it was a foregone conclusion that he had to go.
Well, yeah. You should have never fucking done this. It's so stupid. They kind of, like I said, for 1 week, it seemed like they got away from it, and they just doubled down because they didn't know what to have Miz and his feud be about. So that's what I would. I would just get away from it. You don't have to finish it off, dude. Just that's better than most of the shit. Like most of the shit, they start it and then just like quit fully. I mean, you don't have to quit it. You just don't have to talk about it.
Well, like they for like I think it was like a week and a half. I thought that they were going to because they really didn't bring up the fact that Kurt Angle was his father, and it's like all of a sudden, boom, full bore.
Yeah, Wyatt and Balor.
It was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
We actually skipped the pre-show. I didn't watch it, but
no,
I heard it was a serviceable match.
Oh, should we mention the fact that I had a perfect fucking pick?
God damn it.
For this.
You did?
I got this 100% right, and you guys should all bask in my glory.
You are... I just always, for some reason, I just give them more credit than they're due. I'm like, they won't really do this, will they?
Yeah.
You know, but they do. And you're smart to realize that they will.
Thank you, sir.
So, yeah, 100%. I was impressed. But on the pre-show, Cruz got beat by the Drifter.
And on Raw,
yeah,
Cruz got beat by the Drifter.
Fucking awful, dude.
I love it. Just like, what
that was fuck? One time where I was hoping for 50-50 booking. I was like, come on, 50-50 booking. No. But Balor's out in all gray. I don't know.
Was that a weird look? Holy.
I thought with that gray leather coat, he just looked like, you know, like your aunt's lesbian girlfriend.
Wearing a gray pantsuit.
Like your aunt who already had two kids and then she divorced your uncle and now she's got a roommate named Bev. That's the kind of chick who would wear a leather coat like that, you know?
Yes. Oh, man.
I just thought it was very, like, to the attack before the match. And, oh, he's hurt. And, oh, he's going to come. I mean, take that. Go to the book, the idea book, and just, like, put a line through that motherfucker.
It's been done too much.
Or at least put down, like, stamp the date that you did it, and then don't do it again for, like, a couple of years.
Yeah, you know? 2 years at most.
Every 2 months they're doing that shit.
I know. It's become a dusty finish.
Yeah. I like the... this spot was too, like, he pulls the apron out and, like, Wyatt falls down and gets stuck between the apron and the fucking, and the ring. He looks like Winnie the Pooh stuck in a fucking, in the window.
Oh, no.
Take it, I'm stuck again.
Fat asses!
Oh, fuck.
Fridays but, are like, always why? Better.
Yeah. Oh, I love Friday shows. I thought, like, okay, he did the attack in them. Because I picked Wyatt in this one. But he did the attack in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, he's going to get the win. You know? Because that's what you would do. Like, you have the heel beats the shit out of him. So if he does beat him, oh, he was hurt because he attacked him first. So no, they didn't even do that. They're like, not only are we going to have him beat you, you're going to fucking... It's going to be even worse because you beat him down first and he still fucking beat you. You know?
Now... Jim, this has to be the end of this feud, right?
Fuck no, dude! Oh no! I'm sorry to get loud. Holy shit! I live in an apartment, but fuck no, dude! Fuck no! On Raw when that happened, I had like fucking a bunch. I like had to like almost one of those where you walk out of the house, you go outside and just scream the top of your lungs, and then just come back in like nothing. Yeah,
just come back in like nothing happened. Face.
Yeah.
I can see you doing it too. Just doing your fucking death match.
After his fucking match on Raw, who did Balor take on? I don't know. I don't have my notes up.
I can get it.
It doesn't matter. After the match, they have like a little
gold dust.
Fucking gold dust without makeup or well with it.
With, I think.
Yeah, gold dust. Who was healed? For a while, and then it was face, and then now his heel.
he's doing Big Show.
He is. But after that on Raw, you know, the little kid singing, he's got the whole world in his hands. Like, I couldn't fucking believe it, dude. Oh my god.
Fucking hell.
He's gonna beat him three times?
He will, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, you might as well pick him.
I will pick Balor again, because I mean, fuck it, right?
Shield and Bar, we talked about that.
Yeah, Shield the women's won. Match.
Fucking, I started late, and I skipped a little. Like, I didn't skip the whole match, but I skipped, like, chunks. I heard it was actually pretty good.
It was decent, you know. It was, I mean, you can tell that it was very, very choreographed, but...
A lot of people are saying Nia's best fucking outing, possibly.
That's probably because she damn near fucking ate herself with the fucking powerbomb onto the floor.
Yeah, you gotta give props for that.
Yeah, like, she could have fucking cleaned her own carpet like that, man.
Yeah. If I was in the front row, I would have sold like an earthquake thing, you know? like the floor moved.
Yes.
They all should have fucking sold that. All the other girls should have fucking sold that.
They all fell down.
Like, they're like, whoa!
Camera effects.
Shake all the shaking the camera anyway. I think there was a fucking little bit of an earthquake. but yeah, Bliss pins Bailey. So there you go.
Yeah, I know, right?
Brought Emma, her back and got her in this match.
Right, good thing Emma's in the match, right? To eat the pin.
I was amazed that Emma didn't eat the pin.
I know. Oh, man.
They have no idea what they're doing with this show.
No, not a clue. It was at this point in time, though, when I realized, it was like, oh, fuck, I've gotten them all right so far. And then I looked at the next, or not the next match, but the one after. I was like, oh, no, I got that one wrong. But anyways, up next is Roman Reigns and John Cena.
I fucking hated this match.
I didn't hate it at all. I enjoyed it, but...
As you mentioned on the pre-show, though, on the SCL Extra, it'll probably end up there, but that you think hanging out with friends and eating pizza and shit may have influenced your mood.
And a lot of weed. It was funny because we went and got Little Caesar's Pizza, and we came back and we ate it, and then the first replay was powered by Hot and Ready. It's like, oh, fuck yeah.
Did you think to yourself for a half second, like, I wish I had more pizza?
Dude, no, because we didn't eat half of it, or I didn't eat half of it.
It's good shit.
Each one of us went to Little Caesars and got a pizza, wings, and a side. So we had tons, and it cost me like $18.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, right?
Yeah.
This match, though, dude, I thought it started so slow. I was so fucking bored.
I thought it ended really out of the blue, much like the main event, where it's just like, oh, really?
Yeah. He seemed checked out to me in this, man, Cena. It's like everything's a joke to that guy. I mean, I know that's like, we've talked about that, but it just really seemed like that here.
Yeah, no, it kind of. And then when you see him stroking the furry wall there as he's walking back to the back, it's like...
Oh my god, dude. Seriously, and online, dude, people are like, did we just watch John Cena retire? Like, are you fucking
dense? It was to the point where you even seen thank you Cena signs on Raw, like if they thought they retired.
That was it. That was it. Yeah, that was his retirement moment.
Yeah.
That guy is going to be back at every... I bet he'll do the next 5 WrestleManias, dude.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a fucking doubt.
Just like, as you recall, like a year ago or something, I had made the long-term prediction. Triple H will get another WrestleMania win. It's going to happen. Wait for it. It's against somebody.
Well, he's going to... I would imagine he's going to face Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
Is he going to beat him?
Probably.
He's been putting over fucking people for the last couple of years. He's got to get himself a win.
Oh, without a doubt. Especially not going to beat his quote-unquote boy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't think Kevin, see, the way this works is I'm Triple H, and I win.
Is there anybody that, at least, I don't know, you know, we don't know reality, but is there anybody that you perceive to be more, like, worried about getting their win, getting wins and shit like that than that guy?
Michael Elgin.
Really?
And Ricochet.
Shots fired.
That's my two, yeah. I find Ricochet takes himself too seriously, and so does Michael Elgin.
Well, Michael Elgin's a good, he's friends with people that we're friends with.
Don't care.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a fucking marvelous guy. But when it comes to, and sure, taking your craft seriously is cool and all, But I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like he takes it a little bit too far sometimes.
But yeah, like to me, that's the epitome of it, though. Is like fucking H, just like, oh, this guy's hot right now. I gotta get in a fucking program with him and beat him.
Yeah, become relevant again.
Yeah. Where the fuck were we on this show? Cedar Reigns, yeah, if you had anything positive to say. I mean, I hated it, so that's it.
It was every Cena match you'd ever seen, but it was not as good as most of them. But yeah, it was enough for me to enjoy it. You know, I thought it was maybe the second best match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not saying much.
Yeah, not really, dude. We had Neville taking on Enzo Juice.
See, this is where...
if I say his name three times, will he fucking disappear, please?
Please. Please. But fucking, this is where I was just like, oh, this is where I'm not going to get them all right. It's like, Enzo ain't winning. I took that one off of fucking, just out of being devil's advocate. Nope.
Yeah.
Kicks him in the nuts, and he wins.
Out of us talking, like, there's no fucking way they're that dumb, are they? And you're like, you started thinking of it, you're like, well, actually. I hated the finish to this, too. It was so weird. He grabs the belt, and I mean, I have no idea. Pretty fucking bad. But the thing is interesting, man. I guess we'll talk about it here, because there's all these, like, smart fans. I'm using the air quotations when I say smart. They think they're smart fans, but they react exactly how the WWE wants them to react to Enzo getting the belt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Explain it to me.
Well, like, I don't give a shit.
No.
In the slightest that they put the belt on this guy. I mean, yeah, he can't wrestle. He sucks. But I don't care. Like, it's WWE. I'm saying the people who are like, think they're smart fans, but they're like, this is bullshit. The belt's fucking dead. This is, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Like, dude, the fact that they've made that storyline is telling you right there that you're playing right into it.
Yeah, but they don't realize it.
No,
it's like,
no.
A lot of people.
Not.
It's a lot of people, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I've noticed that shit. Like, that's what Twitter is. It's like mostly people who think they're smart, but they're not. They don't fucking understand shit at all.
The
you know?
More I use Twitter, the more I remember why I don't use Twitter very often.
If you use Twitter, you should follow us at Suplex City Limit.
And you can follow me, barely tweet at Federation.
I'm fucking active as shit on Twitter. You hit us up, I'll respond to you.
I don't watch anything live, and then when it's not live, I don't feel like I need to tweet it.
Yeah. But for now, I'm able to manage my life and Twitter. I imagine it'll get to a point where that's not the case, where it's just too much for me to fucking deal with. But give us a follow. Moving on from that, we had
the most disappointing match.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be so much, but it was just a bunch of big men just clobbering on each other and a couple oohs and ohs, and that was it.
I want to see some clobbering.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to clob his back. Yeah.
Oh, you know, he was backstage just like fucking jerking it up.
Oh, yeah. Just amazed in how red Brock Lesnar got.
Yeah. And they just beat him clean. They just beat Braun clean, which I think is really dumb. But
yeah.
They don't realize, like, you won't need Lesnar anymore because Braun can be the new Lesnar. Braun can be the new guy who beats fucking everybody and has the belt forever. I don't know.
You got to think Lesnar's not bringing any new asses in, right? He can't be. Not now.
Well, it's just Vince is going to do this. He's going to do Reigns beating Lesnar for the belt. As Lesnar has a super long run and beats fucking every guy in the company, and Reigns will beat him at fucking WrestleMania and get the belt. And we've known it for fucking over a year. We knew it before this last WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, because we were wondering if this was going to be the WrestleMania where they did that. It's like, no, Roman and Brock are next year. It's like, what?
So you're going to watch this shit all throughout the fall and beginning of next year, and you know where you're fucking going. Barring an injury, that's absolutely what's going
to
happen.
Hopefully, pray to God somebody gets injured.
And they think, like, does he really think, like, oh, Reigns is going to beat him? It's going to be the time where they get behind him.
Oh, without a doubt, the fact he's doing it is obvious that he thinks it'll work, but it's not going to.
Everybody's put this guy over. Don't forget that either. Cena puts over fucking Reigns, and the boos intensify.
Yeah. Yeah, as if, no, like, idea. John Cena raising Roman Reigns' hand was going to do anything.
You don't want to see that. A lot of times, most of the time, the crowd boos the fuck out of that. When the established guy loses to him and raises his arm, we don't want to see that shit. Especially with Reigns, dude. What do you think they're gonna do?
Yeah, it's just that spot had to only be for like the casual audience that loves Reigns.
That's fucking stupid.
Because like it was partway through that match where a female showed up at the house. And Jim, I fucking hate watching wrestling with women so much. Like, she even knew I was getting aggravated.
Why? What was going on?
Oh, she was doing the classic thing where, that's so, it's fake, right? And I just gave her a look. I was like, yeah. I just looked. I was like, I'm not even going to get into this. And she went on. I was like, fuck, I got to do it. I got to do it. And I just looked at her and I just started schooling her.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
you know that Game of Thrones isn't a fucking documentary?
Did right?
You know
that? Yeah, yeah. No, that's real, man. You didn't know dragons are in the sky? We're just not in this part of the world, bro.
Did you know movies are made up, too? Did you know movies are written?
I thought movies were just fairy dust.
Man, movies are fake. It's the dumbest. I mean, it's just bothersome. Any wrestling fan hates that, but it's just so stupid. Like, I don't even understand it. Like, what a stupid way to present something. Like, you know it's fake, right? Like, you know that fucking Will and Grace is fake too.
Yeah,
right?
Fuck me, man. Like, do you know Gilligan was not actually stranded on an island, right?
Exactly. But this is No Mercy. And was this No Mercy? Yes,
this,
it was.
This is
I would have honestly, I would have rather just played No Mercy on N64.
Played the Botchamania version, No Simpy. Did you see that makeup of the box?
No.
No, it was pretty good.
So, I don't know. I guess we could bust through Raw very quickly.
And then do our 1 hour split, probably. Eh?
Yeah.
We could do that. Why is it so silent?
I thought we were doing Raw first.
I thought that's what I said. And I thought, oh right, the music. Oh.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
Weed.
Oh, feel the weed, taste the weed.
You don't come here for fucking... People don't come here for slick conversation and shit.
No, they're not here for journalistic integrity.
Have a fucking fun time. We're going to have a fucking fun time, boys.
Corey Trevor smokes. Let's go.
Should I be getting high for this, boys? Fuck yes, get high. Raw was in Ontario, Canada, California, not right, Canada.
Not Canada, no.
Ontario, Canaforda. California. California. That was the Wizard reference right there. Shout out to Fred Savage. what do you think about? I just want to bust through this. Fred, I mean, was there Savage. Anything? I hated this Raw.
Let's see. We had Miz TV, which was boring. You knew where it was going. They hint that the Shield is still together. They're just not doing shit together. We already talked about the Jason Jordan, Matt Hardy thing against Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. Now the way that they're going is that the Shield will reform to take on the Miztrosh. Now, ain't that some like John Cena or The Rock against Miz and R-Truth shit? Just like,
yeah.
What? Wow.
It didn't make any sense if that's where you're going, because you had them like, you know, the other two guys got the shit kicked out of them on this show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. It's not like you're building them up for it.
No.
Yeah.
It's like having Kofi Kingston take on Brock Lesnar in Japan. Just weird. Why? Braun beat up Hawkins.
Yeah.
That was probably the highlight brutally. Of Raw. Yeah.
I saw some pictures of him, actually. It looked like he was pretty fucked up from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. So, on top of a 118-day losing streak, he got a couple busted up ribs.
So then we had Strowman and Ambrose, which we talked about.
Briefly, but it was enough.
Which was good, better than the Lesnar match.
Yep.
I remember before this went, before Raw was on, I saw like images going around of that cruiserweight belt on like a cheetah print belt. Did you see that?
Yes.
Luckily, that wasn't true. At least not yet.
And they might sell it, but they might never have it on TV. You know what I mean? And then that you have to ask now, does Enzo get all the merchandise rights to that guy?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either.
This is Mickie James and Alexa Bliss thing. I have no idea what that's about.
I thought that was much better than any woman's segment they have done in a long time.
Yeah.
Both of them were good. Mickie James looked fucking fine as hell.
She did, actually. I don't know why. That was weird. Because usually she kind of looks like... I mean, she's good looking, but she kind of looks like someone's mom, kind of.
Yeah.
Because she is, I guess.
Yeah. I suppose.
But the whole premise of this was basically, like, she's old.
Yeah, yeah. She's basically... It was taken off of when Alexa was on Raw Talk after No Mercy. And she was calling Mickie James a granny or something.
Yeah, like, who watched that shit? Did you? I didn't.
No, man. Like, fuck. Why would I watch Raw Talk? SmackDown Raw... Was it? Talking Smack.
Yeah.
It was so much better.
Smacking Talk was even better than that.
It was. You Rollins, are the father.
Rollins defeats Sheamus in a nothing match. His Balor, yeah, Goldust is the heel again. No?
Yeah.
He attacks Balor. You know, Goldust attacks Balor and... You know, I'm supposed to give a shit. It doesn't fucking work.
Nope, don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And then Reigns defeats Miz. And they all, like, ruthlessly beat him down afterward.
And do the shit.
No pose. Rollins or Ambrose.
Yeah, they just say, fuck it. We're doing our own thing, bro.
I don't understand that. I think that's the only thing that's your best bet. Is to get Roman in with those guys and hope that when they tag him into the match, that the crowd doesn't boo him. I think they're going to forever, but it's worth a shot.
I feel like if there's anything that's going to work, it's going to be that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's the most feasible of all the options. I don't think it'll work, but
people didn't boo him until he was the singles competitor.
Yeah, I never liked him, but
I was never a fan of him either. Like, when I see him in NXT in those fucking tight orange shorts or whatever the fuck he was. With a horse on his ass.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Balor defeats Goldust. And then, yeah, that's just it, man. The Wyatt stuff at the end. Oh, my God.
Well, we had, I suppose. And then you had Bayley and Banks, which was not very fun.
Oh, their friendship's on. You know, they're just telegraphing the turn, which I don't know.
That they started telegraphing 9 months ago.
Yeah, with those two, I feel like it's already built in, right? If you're an established fan,
you already know that
Sasha's gonna. You know what I'm saying? It fits in that she would just do it, yeah. And you wouldn't need explanation.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
Yeah,
just not as good.
And the close show is closed out by Enzo, who's out to turn heel. Did they fucking pull off a double turn?
You missed so much.
Of what?
Bayley and Sasha Banks defeated Nia Jax and Emma.
Oh.
Enzo asked Kurt for a no contact clause. Angle gave it to him for him to shut up.
Isn't that what you have to sign before you go anywhere where there's children around?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, would you put him around kids?
Talking about when you go around where there's kids. You gotta sign a no contact clause.
Oh, you were pointing that towards me. Yes. Yes, I do.
It was a pedophile joke. I'm calling you a pedophile.
I am the
No, don't you.
I was the fuck, what's the word? Inspiration for the diddler.
The diddler. Okay, I did skip a bunch of shit, you're right. But I just, I didn't think that anything really happened. You know?
No, really, nothing really did happen. But, I figured, Fuck it, right? Not Balor's, too often do I catch it.
Seems like Balor's the next person to lose to Lesnar.
You think so?
Yeah. He said he's going for the belt on you. I think that's what they're doing. I think they're going that direction. Doesn't seem like Braun Strowman, you know, cares.
No.
You know, he didn't say anything about it. He just came and fucked people up.
Yeah, just did Braun Strowman things. Yelled.
Yeah, did they actually pull off a fucking double turn here?
With what?
That's pretty impressive. With Neville and Enzo?
Yeah. Doesn't it feel that way? I think they
Holy
may have.
Shit, they pulled off a double turn, man.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had it in.
No, and you know what, though? Enzo's just doing the same thing. You know what I mean? He's just being same Enzo. It's just the crowd doesn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
And Neville is still being same Neville. He's just Stone Cold Neville now.
But some of the people do. Some of the people still like him.
Yeah. Well,
like a lot of people still chant along with him. Little kids and shit.
Yeah. There's also people that like Taylor Swift songs and other garbage amongst that. And they're still considered normal human beings, I guess.
I suppose. I mean, basically get in. Yeah. I liked how he roasted everybody. I thought that was all pretty good.
Yeah. He called Metalik fat. He called Swan tiny. Cedric was the man that Charisma forgot.
Yeah.
He called Gallagher teacup or something like that. Like what?
Yeah. I really enjoyed that actually.
Yeah.
But eventually, and Neville comes down, fucks his shit up and, you know, much to the approval of the Cruiserweights. And then it goes off the air. And which this should have been on the show.
Yeah.
It was like Braun comes down and fucks him up again. And then all of the Cruiserweights do their fucking finishes on him, dude.
Yep.
Like everybody. It's glorious.
It would have been good television. But you gotta think maybe they did that because of the no contact clause. Cause you watched 205 Live, did they
Brought it up.
Yeah.
He showed it on the screen.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the deal? Like, nobody can... They need to bring somebody up from NXT to challenge for the Cruiserweight title?
I don't know. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, he comes out and he cuts a crazy fucking 15-minute promo.
On a one-hour show?
a 54-minute show. And, yeah, I mean, he just talks about that, and they didn't really seem to address it. I never did finish 205 Live, because I was just like, couldn't fucking do it.
You had other things to do.
But yeah, Drew Gulak has like a... Basically, what he's doing is like a politician sort of gimmick, a heel politician.
Where no flying?
Yeah, no flying. He also proposed a new rule, was just like, no celebrating. I don't know, too. I will say
he's much better off now than he was when he came in.
Yeah. And here's where I ended up quitting. I fucking was so just like pissed off by this angle of like TJP is out carrying. He's like making a mustache on his face and he's carrying something. And it's one of Lynn Swan. I always want to say Lynn Swan. Rich Swan. Lynn Swan played football. It's one of his dreadlocks that he cut off on a recent 205 Live. That's what their feud is. He like came and beat him up and then cut off one of his dreadlocks.
Thought they were friends.
And he carries it around. No, he only double crossed him, dude. And I was just like, this is the fucking worst wrestling show on television. I stand behind that. It's not even on television.
No. No, you can't call it on television.
Everything is better than this, dude. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, Impact.
NWA, Hollywood.
Yeah, that's better. WCWC is better. Fuck, everything is better than this fucking show. And it's crazy because they got like Cedric Alexander and shit and like Rich Swann and all these amazing guys. And it's just the fucking worst show.
Yeah, just the dirt worst.
It is. And like I said, too, it's crazy for me. Like, I'm a huge fan of that shit, you know, especially while Lucha's and shit, but just Cruiserweight in general. That was always my favorite thing, was the old, like, WCW Cruiserweight shit.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Or the ECW. That. Well, yeah. Preferably the ECW Cruiserweight shit before WCW got all those guys. But And yeah, if you'd have told me like they're gonna have a cruiserweight show and you're not gonna want to watch it because it's so bad, I wouldn't have believed it. But
imagine before this happened, we were all excited.
Yeah.
And after the Cruiserweight Classic, we were like, oh, this is gonna be so fucking cool.
It's the dumbest fucking show.
And from day one, it was garbage.
Yeah. And they didn't even use it right.
No.
You know, like I said, like if you were to, they should have dragged Neville, drop it to Tozawa. Because Tozawa's the only guy on the show who's over, as far as I can tell.
I mean, Austin Aries should have fucking, he should have dropped to Austin Aries.
Well, yeah. And you could, then you can use this as a way to build yourself some more mid-card guys. Neville drops it to Tozawa, he could have moved on to something with Balor.
Yeah, that's, you could easily enter them.
Or, you know, a Rollins or an Ambrose or, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
use that as a means to build yourself guys to put in the upper mid-card.
Look what they're doing with Trent Beretta. Look where Kenny Omega came from.
Yeah.
Right? Finn Balor came from the junior division, too. Right? They all eventually move up. You know, like...
And that's what you do.
Yeah, exactly. But no.
Because your top guys are getting hurt all the time. It's nice to have a fucking backup. You wouldn't have to watch fucking Wyatt and Balor for like 4 months.
No, to be more specific, you wouldn't have to watch Balor beat Wyatt 3 months straight.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I just don't know why they don't do that. That's a sensible idea. And then have Tozawa run for a while. And if you need somebody else, you know, move him up. Fuck. It doesn't make sense when like dudes are stuck on 205 yet. Like Balor and Rollins and all those guys are easily 205 guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and wasn't it weird too to have Nia Jax as the only female with her weight given during the match?
Oh, they've been doing that for a while.
Oh, really? Just her weight? Nobody else's?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Do you think they fucking gimmick it down or up?
I'd say they fucking keep it like it is.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, how shitty is that? Like, oh, we're going to say your weight. Like,
yeah, holy fuck, but nobody else. I mean, like, props on her for taking it in stride, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it's not like anybody's going to care what Sasha Banks weighs.
Yeah. 110 pounds, probably.
95 pounds, soaking wet, I'd say.
Soaking wet? Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dripping to the floor.
And that was Raw.
That was Raw.
All right, let's talk about SmackDown Live.
Oh, yeah, there's music for that, too.
Yeah.
And now I am...
SmackDown Live. This building was empty as fuck, dude.
Yeah, she was... Is it a deal now where like every week the Facebook group just changes its cover picture to this week's SmackDown attendance?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's my new thing. Well, for a while it was World Tiger Wrestling Champion Stu Hart.
Yes.
I don't know what it is now. And probably an empty SmackDown.
It probably is an empty SmackDown arena.
Yeah. If you're on Facebook and you want to talk some wrestling, we have a private Suplex City Limits group. Come hang out and talks fucking wrestling. Check out all the empty SmackDown arena fucking pictures. At this point, though, dude, what is supposed to be the draw of me paying money to sit and watch like Jinder Mahal with his back to me do a promo to an empty fucking arena? Like, think about that at its core. What the fuck are you doing? What's going on, dude?
It's a completely different monster to go to a televised wrestling show. It's not fun.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like you're looking at this guy's back as they perform for a camera, but really to an empty, it's like the whole side is completely empty.
Yeah. It's can you imagine just like looking at that all night? It's like what the
fuck? Yeah, right. That's what you're looking at, yeah. All your pictures of the show have just fucking empty seats behind them too.
Like I here in Alberta, they come so few and far between for televised shows that they're usually pretty full. The lower bowl is all full.
Yeah.
Even for house shows.
The whole upper bowl was empty, and half the place was empty.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And it was quiet. Like, people would come out, it just sounded like, you could hear individual people and shit.
Yeah, you could hear, like, five guys go, "Let's go, Owens," and clap.
Yeah, speaking of Owens, who says, "Come on, motherfucker," at the beginning?
Yes, and it got bleeped out.
What the hell's going on there?
I know.
They started doing that now, where they're like, "Oh, curse him, we'll fucking catch it." That's pretty crazy. Although you think he said motherfucker.
He might. Did he actually? Yeah. I feel like he did.
I feel like he did too. But I mean, this is the best angle in the company right now. Him and Shane. So
yeah, and we fought it for so long, but like the match is still probably not gonna be that good. But it might be good because it's gonna be in Hell in a Cell. But no, it's just the highlight of the week usually for WWE product.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to tell me about SmackDown because as I mentioned, my DVR was set to record it as it is every week, and didn't. So I don't know. My DVR decided I needed a break or something, but totally, I intentionally totally did not find out the results of the show, so that you could tell me about them.
Ooh. Okay. So Owens cuts a promo to start the show. That's why I thought we were going right into it because you're like, speaking of Owens, I was like, oh fuck, maybe I don't have to do it. But no, Owens, he cuts a promo. Zayn ends up coming out. They announce that they're gonna have a match, you know, first time on SmackDown or something like that.
Yeah, I remember when it was like, this is the last time, this is the final match.
Yeah, no.
Then they've had like 150 matches since then.
Whenever there's nothing else to do, let's put in Owens and Zayn. Mm-hmm. We got Baron Corbin's fucking triumphant, just getting his heat back against Ty Dillinger. Only he wins by a count out.
He won by a count out.
Yes. And he talked the whole time.
Yeah, riveting booking.
Riveting. Speaking of talking, we get shitty gender promo.
Yeah.
Where he basically did what he did the week before, just without all the racial stuff.
Yeah.
So they show a picture of Nakamura. You think it's a picture, but actually he like winks to the crowd. And then the crowd pops. And then
that sounds pretty clever. I heard it was pretty decent, actually.
It was. And then when like the fucking car wash boys, they look at the screen, they see him wiggle his fingers, and they all start to freak out. And then he says something. I don't know what he said. Like, not a goddamn clue.
It's like rewound it like 10 times and could not understand what he said.
I had no idea. But then his music played and he came out and he kicked her ass.
Yeah, this is like the worst fucking title feud. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least they got an attack this time. You know what I mean?
Fuck, I guess. Next week we'll be here previewing this shit. Hell in a Cell. Heck in a Cell.
Well, actually, you know what, though? It should be better than No Mercy.
Well, I hope so. I mean, you get New Day and Usos, so.
In a Hell in a Cell, which is
what
they announced next after a Usos Hype Bros match. Further dissension between Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley. Who cares?
It's been going on forever, dude.
I know.
Just do it already.
It was like when Goldust and Stardust were together. It was going on for like 6 months that they're going to break up. Yeah. And then when they broke up, nobody cared.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. Yeah. They even rolled Dusty in there for that. And like, still no one gave
still
a shit.
Still didn't work. No. Yeah. I was going to say something, though.
Where is the money? Where is Dusty?
We get the Pride of Bulgaria celebration.
Yeah, what the fuck was that, man? Yeah, I heard about that.
Rusev getting the key to his hometown, essentially. We get Aiden English singing a song. Do you want to know the lyrics of the song?
Sure.
Out of nowhere, Rusev struck, hitting Randy like a truck. It's Rusev Day, it's Rusev Day. And with Randy's 9-second fail, Rusev became the alpha male. It's Rusev Day, it's Rusev Day.
Maybe they should stick with it and just have him always do that with Rusev.
Yeah, if you're not going to have Lana, maybe, yeah. Oh, before this,
like
too,
a manager.
Before this too, Randy Orton wished Renee happy Rusev Day.
Great.
Yeah, it was a big thing that this is Rusev Day. Ooh, what's going on with Skype? I heard a boom.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm still here. You still good?
Yeah, everything's cool. But yeah, that
I
was
didn't hear
the
anything.
I didn't know if like somebody got added to the call or something like that. But no, that was a Pride of Bulgaria celebration. It was fun. Really, Rusev being Rusev. Howie's a heel, I have no idea.
Yeah, right. It's one of those deals where they have no real idea what people think is like heel or not, you know?
Yeah.
It's a very odd situation.
We get Charlotte Flair defeating Carmella. She has James Ellsworth on a leash. That's all that needs to be said about this match.
That's Vince's idea. You know it is.
Oh, of course it is. Of course. We get the return Fashion Files coming back next week.
After a month, probably.
Yeah.
Why? No matches, no anything for a month.
Yeah. Nope.
And they were like, at that time, one of the hottest things on the show. Everyone's favorite thing, and they took zero advantage of it.
I agree. There was no advantage taken of it, but at least we'll get more entertaining segments with the Fashion
Files. I mean, these guys haven't had a match in like 2 months, have they?
Probably not, no. I don't know. I haven't seen one for a while.
No.
But then, Jim, the Undertaker's music hits.
It's Dolph Ziggler.
It's Dolph Ziggler. You knew it was him. People, like, the announcers are being like, oh my God, it's the Dead Man. And he's like, oh, the Dead Man dropped the foot and has blonde hair and is wearing white boots.
And can walk, probably. Yeah.
Like walking and like fucking fast forward to the ring. And then he gets into the ring. It's Dolph Ziggler. And then Bobby Roode's music hits and, you know.
Of course. As we all knew was coming.
Yep.
It's why does everyone have to fucking feud with this guy when they come in? You know? Like when Nakamura came in and I was like, really, dude? Like, just no fucking place for Dolph Ziggler. Just fire him. And it doesn't even have to be like an asshole thing. It just be like, dude, there's nothing left for us to do.
There really is. You.
You know? Just get rid of him. Fuck.
Well, I mean, like, how many successful wrestlers can you say you watch for like 15 years?
I hate it, though. I hate that shit.
You know what I mean? No, there's not a lot, though. You can't think of 15, a wrestler that you watch for 15 straight years in the same company. There's not one to be spoken of.
Well, that's like now. Well, that's like the Big Show and Kane. And
well, yeah. Yes, but tell me now, how much do you like watching the Big Show? How much do you like
watching? No, I don't like watching any of those people.
Exactly, right? So, like, yeah, you wear on everybody.
Yeah. That's why it was better when there was, you know, at least you could go to WCW, do something else, come back. It kept everything fresh, you know? It's like, dude's like, yeah, you're not made to be on TV on a wrestling show for 20 fucking years straight.
No. Like,
the Big Show was.
Do you really think Andre the Giant would fucking prosper in today's wrestling? No.
Oh, no, yeah.
Not a goddamn chance. But back in the day, going from territory to territory, you never got stale.
Why can't people have more time off? I always thought that. It's like, there should be a time where every year people get 3 months off. You have enough people.
Yeah.
Well, let them go cool down and, you know, use somebody else and keep it fresh. And, you know, they just don't. And that too, like, they took Ziggler off and, like, this is their big idea to bring him back. You know, he was like always being repackaged. Like, literally, this is what you...
You could have done that the next week.
Yeah, like, it's like, it's fucking stupid. Yeah, okay.
But there was one last thing to do with SmackDown. It was Kevin Owens defeated Sami Zayn via referee stoppage.
Yeah, I didn't catch this because I flipped over to start watching it, and it didn't DVR. So that's where he said, come on, motherfucker, when Shane came out.
Yeah. The ref stopped the match after an apron bomb. Because remember, Sami Zayn got injured by an apron bomb before. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, why didn't the ref stop it for the dozens of guys that got it before him? Shane comes down, and then Owens tosses Sami in the Shane, and he runs away.
Yeah, with a chair around his neck.
Yeah. I think the chair may have clipped him a little bit.
It did, actually. It looked like it did. And then he bails into the crowd.
Yeah, meh.
We'll see what they do for their go-home show. Never a good thing. Go-home shows are usually fucking poop.
Yeah, poop is right.
Poop. All right. Well, move on. I just talk a little bit about NXT.
Yeah, there's really not much here. I'm not prepared here. Sorry.
Or unless you want to do some Mark Tank before we do.
Oh, let's do Mark Tank. Yes.
The Mark is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A Mark is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. And a Mark is each and every one of you fine son of a fucking bitch.
Oh, everyone's favorite segment, Mark Tank. Where I find Mark's comments on social media and read them off to you exactly as they are typed, and we all laugh merrily. Interesting, just side note before we get into that, that whole spiel from Pillman. So just the other day was the, like, 2 years on the day that fucking rando and I met you guys. You guys came on our show for the first time.
Yes, and we inducted Brian Pillman into the
Yeah, you inducted thing. Brian Pillman, so that whole thing was in the beginning of the show.
It is too, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I re-listened to some chunks of it the other day. I was like, did Dave really met the fucking Fuzz? Good shit.
Big day, big day. That was a big day, though, because we did your show and my show right after.
Oh, you guys did? Or did I do your show?
No, you and Randall did our show after.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's right. There's like a fat-ass SCL, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was like 3 hours, and then like it was another hour and a half.
What the fuck did we talk about on your show? Same shit?
I got too stoned, and basically it was probably the worst episode of podcasting of all time.
Because everyone was so fucked from 3 hours of SCL.
Yeah, yeah, and then I smoked a fucking great big joint and proceeded to fucking take a shit over everything.
Although those shows are all in our archives, so yes. Check those out. Also on ours, if you go to our Podbean, it's broken down into categories. We have the old pay-per-view Take Two show that I did with Jared, and hopefully we can do again, where we go through the worst pay-per-views of all time and rebook them. Pay-per-view. Wait, last pay-per-view Take Two. Fully Loaded Podcast is on there. Cuddling with Coddle. SCL Extra. Is that its own category?
I've never put it in its own category. But
it's so weird. Like when you joined up and looked at it, you're like, oh, this is very anal.
Yeah, yeah. Because I noticed I didn't do a category on the first time, and then when I looked at it again, it was in a category. I was like, oh.
I just like log in and fix it. I'm super anal about some shit. Anyway, Marks. Kyle Coffey says, why do I wish Undertaker would come out and screw Roman Reigns?
Well,
he wants to see if you imagine that Undertaker comes out and just fucks Roman Reigns hard right in the middle of the ring.
There'd be no element of surprise with that one. It's just an old man hobbling to the ring.
Oh shit. Yeah, these are all about it seems like Mark Tank has really, it's just about the Cena and Reigns, because that's what it always is. Like, they're the best fucking marks. Are the Reigns and Cena marks. Nikaru Gloria Nawaziki says, I wish Roman Reigns gets crippled and leave WWE for good.
Jesus.
Cena is by far better than that boring super fool punch. Cena carried him in this match. 30 likes and hearts, dude, on that motherfucker.
That's because she said, stupid Reigns fool punch or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I wish Roman Reigns gets crippled and leave WWE for good. Holy fuck, man.
So like what she's saying. She's savage. But
no, like, we're savages on this show, and we say horrible shit about everything.
I would never say,
oh, no. That guy gets crippled. Oh, and I hate Roman Reigns, as we all know. It's well established. Like,
she wants what happened to Draws to happen to Roman Reigns, essentially.
Yeah.
Oof. He's just that's right. That's some karma right there, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch!
Or we can go with...
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
Raynon Abid Nalo says, will be Roman win because John Cena is old man. He's 40 years old and Reigns is young man. So John Cena is lost tonight at No Mercy. It's respect each other. Them is the best team and both sucks.
Young man.
Do you have any idea what that, what the fuck that guy's trying to say?
He thinks Roman Reigns is a young man. For sure. That's definitely a part of it.
I guess, man. Pretty fucking brutal. Oh, let's see. Rahul Diwana says, this match, John Cena is loss. But I really respect John Cena. Plez, come next Raw and fight to Roman Reigns. Cena, you awesome come. Never give up.
Cena has awesome come. That's what I got out of that. Dude, I'm loving that guy. You has awesome come, Cena. Tastes like cherries.
Yeah. Jesse Tolbert. I hate to say, with the way Cena left the ring, it had an Undertaker tape feel to it. I think Cena will retire. Hashtag thank you, Cena.
Man. All I can think of in my head is I missed a classic fucking, I could have used a sound, but I didn't. That's all I could think of. As soon as you started reading that one, I looked at my soundboard and I was like, fuck.
Oh, we got more. Pius Michael. Love him or hate him, Roman Reigns is the guy. Jeez, for goodness sake, you guys should let Romans be. He doesn't deserve this poor treatment. He is the big dog. The ring is his yard. Believe that.
I will not believe that, sir. Go fuck yourself.
Let's see what we got. Jan Paris. Cena is done. Wrestlers that he should have beat, he lost to. Ever since he got with one of those sisters.
What? She doesn't even know which one?
I guess not. She doesn't.
He's fucking all of them. Fuck Daniel Bryan. Yeah. Which I wouldn't be surprised about.
Jacob Blythe. Please tell me he did not just retire. He was my very first favorite wrestler. I looked up to him since I was 8. Just somebody please tell me he didn't retire.
If you look at his profile, he's 12 now, probably.
He looked like fucking grown, almost a grown man.
Oh, really? Mm. Almost a grown man.
Oh, shit. Ravi Singh Rajput. They can't see you because your is now. You're the never give up man. You're the never give up man.
That's like Japanese translation right there.
I want a fucking shirt that says the never give up man. Like make that your Xbox fucking gamer tag.
Dude, okay. If you guys should buy some Suplex City Limits t-shirts so we can make the never give up man t-shirt.
I don't know about that, but maybe a Mark Tank t-shirt.
I don't know, man. Never give up man. The never give up man. No comma.
Just got a couple more for you here. Let's see. Roman deserved that win. He showed Cena who is the big dog. Well, you are going to hate because you have nothing better to do than be a hater of the big dog. I like this one because it says hashtag South Africa.
You have.
You have. Second place this week. It's really these next two, the winner and the second one, prove that to win Mark Tank, sometimes it only takes a sentence. And Maruf Ahmed says, gay Roman Reigns is so lame.
Gay!
What the fuck is that, dude? And my favorite, the winner, this week's winner of Mark Tank, Prabhudat Sahu says, WWE is fake and in matches are fix. Don't believe.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Honorable mention here to this one from, like, this guy's name's crazy, but he says, how can he loose John Cena go to NXT?
Oh, yeah? Oh, so he can stifle up all of the young talent.
Yeah, there you go, man. So that was Mark Tank. Fun times, as always.
Beautiful, beautiful bit.
yeah, we bust through NXT and fucking get the hell out of it. Fuck your mom, and I'm going to fuck your mom. Fucking your mom, bitch. Fucking your mom, bitch.
Not bad. Not bad, Jim. Not bad. Not bad.
Fucking your mom, Marks. I am going to fuck your mom. I am going to fuck your mom. Oh, shit.
You wanted a new father. Well, look at me now. I'm fucking your mom, bitch.
NXT 413. Oh, man. Regal talks about the... It's going to have a fatal four-way at TakeOver. Kairi Sane is the first entrant. The next ones will be figured out, whenever. I guess, between now and then. Yeah. So, open up the Sanity promo. I thought it was good. I like Eric Young, man. I love that guy. His voice is fucking great, man.
Yeah. Great, great heel voice. Just raspy.
Just a great fucking... I think they're the faces here, though. I think Sanity became faces. They're their faces over... Yeah, I mean, they are here.
I think they are.
Yeah. Lars Sullivan defeats our boy. At least my boy, Odin Lorcan.
Yeah, I was... when I seen that, I was like, oh, man, they're going to punk out Odin Lorcan. But now Lars Sullivan, though, will be a monster at some point in time.
Yeah. That's what they do down there. They punk out Oney Larkin.
He's the Sami Zayn of NXT. basically.
Pretty much. He's a guy, like, I like him, man. I don't hate his name. I think that sucks. But after the match, Lars Sullivan goes to beat him down. Out comes Danny Burch.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like it's going to happen. I feel it's like we're going to get a tag team.
It's got to.
Yeah. I think those two would be a great tag team, just ass kickers.
Oh, man, they'd be so good. I can't believe they haven't even done it yet. Like, just, those matches proved right there. It was like a Cesaro Sheamus type feel.
Backstage interview with Ruby Riott, pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Heavy Machinery took on Don Killings. So fucking twink. I don't know.
See, I've got Patrick Scott and Demetrius Bronson.
Well, I was calling him Don Killings. It's Ron Killings' brother.
Oh.
It was that or N-Truth.
N-Truth.
Stands for non, dude. Come on. Non-Truth.
I was like, where is that dude?
How gay was that guy he was with? That dude is a total twink.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it. Yeah. Can you imagine, though, like, Otis Dozovich just fucking rubbing his hair and whispering in his fucking ears while he's laid on top of him in bed? Yeah, well, that's a sight.
Get Don and Ron Killings together, man. Get the brothers together.
Bring back the Nazi symbols on television.
Jesus. Fucking our buddies at Gorgatron, Paul, who hasn't been on the long show in a long time, but that whole Nazi thing was happening, and he came up with a shirt, and it's like American-looking patriot guy, like, suplexing a Nazi, and it says, suplex your local Nazi today.
Nice.
And it has, like, a swastika, you know, with a circle and a line through it, and Teespring took his campaign down. You know, like,
what?
Are you against anti-Nazi shirts?
Right.
You know, I don't get it. But no less.
Did anybody get a shirt?
Yeah, like 10 people did. They said they'll honor the 10 that sold. And it was only up for, like, dude, an hour. So he could have sold a shitload of them. It was a super good idea. I was like, oh, I wish I'd have fucking came up with that.
Yeah. Do you think I wouldn't say that Pro Wrestling Tees would be down for something like that, eh?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They gave me shit about the King of Bong style shirt that we have up there.
Really?
I had to fight to get that on there, yeah.
Seriously? Man, you need to go over to What a Maneuver. There's, like, no rules.
Yeah. Well, dude, pro wrestling tees.
You also get more money per t-shirt.
Yeah. They cost more, though.
Is it?
Maybe. I think so, for the consumer.
Maybe.
I don't think you get more. They pitched to us. We had a better deal with Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the t-shirt deals off the air.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Buy our shirts, and then buy Federation shirts. Also, yeah, what a maneuver. Regal's with the media. I just thought that premise was funny.
Right? Like, what media is that Full Sail?
Yeah. That there would be people outside wanting to talk to Regal, yeah, beating his door down for the fucking story.
And he stops midway through to say hi to Johnny Gargano.
Yeah, set up a match with Olmos in 2 weeks. I don't know, Roderick Strong hyping his match with McIntyre. With Liv Morgan and Vanessa Bourne.
Vanessa Bourne is that hot chick from the Mae Young Classic I was telling you about.
Yeah, she is fucking hot, dude. Oh, that is my that's in God. My notes.
Yeah, she is a smoke show.
And Liv Morgan, who broke up with Enzo because he fucking cheated on her like an idiot.
I know, right? Well, I mean, Tyler Bates now banging that puss.
Who is he?
That's what it seems like, yeah. Like, they're sending tweets back and forth with, I like your face. And shit like that.
Him and Liv Morgan?
Yeah.
She likes tiny guys, huh?
I guess so. I guess so. That's a New Jersey in her, see?
Yeah.
All short as fuck.
I thought this match was proper dog shit, though.
Yeah, it was garbage.
Fucking dog shit.
That doesn't even get the poo treatment. It's dog shit.
Yeah. And it's, with all the good women that they have floating around down there, it's like, why am I still watching Liv Morgan wrestle? Yeah. Oh, because Hot Blonde, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
They flash back to the Aleister Black and Velveteen Dream thing. You know, watching it back too. The reaction the crowd had to that, you know, where he goes down and almost kisses him,
yeah,
was a reaction I haven't seen in a WWE product in a long time.
Well, like, as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, no. He's going to kiss him. Right. And I was like, oh, shit, they actually went there.
Yeah. They go find Black. He's kicking the shit out of pads in a ring. And comes down and talks about it. It was interesting that he called him Patrick.
Really?
Yeah. And this, he's just like, kind of talking about how he's acting out. He doesn't, you know, he wouldn't address a child who's acting out. And that's what Patrick is doing here. So, pretty interesting.
Huh. See, now, if he's going to say stuff like that, I don't mind. You know what I mean?
This was decent. And yeah, it followed him, like, shoot, kicking the fuck out of pads in the ring. Like, showing you this guy isn't. Because he is. He's a legit bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't fight that guy. No. He'll fuck you up.
No, he would. He would fuck you up and then stare and look at, sit there and look at you.
And just kick your head off.
Yeah. Black pass.
Ono and Fabian Aichner, who we mentioned. Did you know he trained? Maybe this is why you think of the German thing. He must have wrestled in Germany. Because it said he trained with Das Wonder Kid. And I was that's fucking awesome.
That could be it, because I feel like he used to be a regular in WXW or whatever, that German company.
Yeah. Yeah, which is actually pretty good fucking. Another WXW, also better than 205 Live.
Are they the ones that do the 16-karat gold tournament or something?
I believe so.
I watched that. They have a free, pretty good.
They have a free YouTube show now with an English one, too. So
nice.
So it used to just be in German, and I'd watch it anyway because it was pretty good. We had a Kairi Sane promo package with many a fantastic slow-mo elbow drop shots.
Oh, beautiful.
And you get Cole with Fish and Riley. They cut the promo where they, I guess they're what, they're Undisputed Era? Is that what they are?
I really hope it's just the Undisputed.
Yeah. And Cole and Young, I was really surprised. I mean, they cut this match off.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you're going to really put this match on. Like, I was actually really into this. I'm like, if these guys get 15 minutes somewhere, this could be a really good fucking match.
Top five. When I seen this, was like, oh, last match of the top five. Okay.
I know, right?
It's like, oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know if, did you notice Young's fucking tights at all?
No.
Like, his tights had a bunch of arrows pointing in different directions.
Yes, yes.
Because he's crazy.
He doesn't know where to go. Why. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, dude, he's wacky. He's crazy.
He doesn't know which way he's up.
What could ever be your gimmick that you have a bunch of arrows pointing in different directions on your trunks? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I was trying to find one, but there is none, I don't think.
I was just like, why would you have that on your trunks? Like, I don't get it. But of course, there's lots of fuckery from outside because they are trying to set up the 3-on-3, I believe. I don't know. Or at least set up those two and then the other two to take on the tag champs.
Yeah, like at least a tag team match. But wouldn't it be cool, though, if they just did like a 3-on-3 match for the tag team titles?
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean? Like, why not?
You need to get Fish and O'Reilly into some team name and matching gear and fucking do this right. If you're just going to do those two guys, I don't like that shit.
I don't right? like that shit. I don't mind. I like Bobby Fish and O'Reilly to begin with. I don't care what they're called.
If they're just Fish and Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, that doesn't bother you and they don't have matching gear and shit?
I'd rather them matching gear. They'll have matching gear. They always
and
have.
And a tag name. Yeah, I don't know. I like my tag teams to have a name and a fucking matching gear and shit. I know that's anal, but...
I don't like change, damn it.
Well, I just like a good fucking concise tag team. That's all. but yeah, he gets distracted. Young gets distracted, eats Cole's finisher. Short match, but I'm interested to see where they take it from here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't think it goes anywhere singles wise.
Yeah,
but it could go somewhere tag team wise, and it'd probably be a good match. Really,
Cole's instantly over down there from his debut. Comes in over his shit. Anytime they say anything, and the crowd is right there with the baby.
Baby! Yeah. It was like the first time he made an entrance, too, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Like, which is weird to me. Like, those guys all stole everything they do. Right?
Yeah.
They stole the crotch chop. They stole Suck It. They stole Too Sweet. They stole fucking the baby, the old Jericho fucking baby.
Yeah.
They steal everything, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, fuck it. It's working. It works for them.
I guess it does. I mean, let's face it, Jericho invented the fucking everything, so. Lucha Underground, there's no real point, man. We talked about that.
We basically went through everything in Lucha Underground.
Yeah, because that was only the two matches on that show. So, next week, they announced next week they're going to have a fucking Battle Royal
on Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Huh.
For a unique opportunity.
Oh, that's right, too. Yes.
So.
And then they also had a Honor Rumble on Ring of Honor.
I didn't watch Ring of Honor because I know this is like that point where it was filmed before they had their last event, so it doesn't have anything to do with anything. Is that correct?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's how they usually do it, where they'll just film like these extra matches and they fucking air them. So now this week will be the first episode since the pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they'll pick up there. So they always have these, like, real... Their go-home show isn't really a go-home show. It's... Well, it's not even that. I guess it's not the go-home because it's right... It's, like, 2 days after the pay-per-view, but... It's pre-recorded. It has nothing to do with... I mean, when you watched it, does there anything to do with anything on there?
Cody Rhodes was on commentary. I don't know if that really means a roll of beans. But, no, it really wasn't. Now that you think of it, it was basically the Honor Rumble, which I can't even remember who won.
Yeah, did we mention that anywhere in there that they advertise Asuka will be at TLC?
Oh, right. We did mention that, no.
So not only did I hate it that they spoiled that she's coming to Raw, and then now they double spoil it and like, oh, here's what she's going to debut.
Yeah,
like,
this dude, is the first both time of you'll see her.
You took both of the surprise things and fucking shit them away.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking dumb cunt.
You cunt. What's coming up on the fucking Federation, sir?
We're hoping to record this weekend for a Sunday release. But that will be ROH, The Tradition Continues. From 2003. It's supposed to be a really good show. I haven't watched it yet. That's what's really holding this up. But hopefully it'll come out on Sunday. If not, it will come out sometime.
if not, fuck you. Wait longer.
Exactly. No, it's really hard because Travis has been working like every day for like the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm.
And it's really hard to find a day off when he works nights and I work days to record. So. Until this all gets figured out, it's going to be sporadic as fuck.
Well, yeah, check that out. And if you haven't checked that out, the nice thing about what you guys do over there is completely evergreen. So
yeah, you can listen to it whenever you want, and it's relevant.
There you go. Shout outs to our friends in podcasting. Wrestling Soup, Federation, of course, Sat Pod, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, Out of the Van, Monday Night Snore. On YouTube, check out Rock Reviews, Wrestling Shorts. Gotta do our shout out for the Twitter. For the Twitter deal.
The retweeted pinned tweets.
Yeah, go to our Twitter, tweet out, retweet our pinned tweet episode, and we'll give you a shout out on the show. Perhaps under, give me something fucking better. I was hoping to discuss it this week, a song, so I didn't end up with like fucking Uptown Girl again.
Oh fuck!
But that popped a lot of people.
It did. It did. It did. And hey, man, it's the people love it, right? They love a little Billy Joel in their life.
Yeah, it's way less this week than it was last week, but
let me hold on now. Let me find a decent song for you, okay?
Okay.
You just keep on rambling.
Just keep on rambling. That's what I'm fucking good at.
Well, do it. You're not on fucking drugs this time, so go ahead and fucking do it.
Of course I'm on drugs. I'm just
like painkillers.
You're only on one drug.
Yeah. G-O-D, motherfucker.
But yeah, next week we'll be looking at Hell in a Cell. That should be interesting. Should maybe have... You know, as we haven't really talked about, but we've kind of gotten away from guests unless it's one of our main homies. Just because it's so much easier, and I don't know, man. It gets stressful having a guest booked every week.
It does. It does.
And
it,
I just think it's fun.
You don't know
like,
what you're going to get.
Unless we get, like, you know, like I said, our old school homies, like Lynx Kinetic or Jared or, you know, Rando Commando and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Our old homies. Other than that, it's just, like, it's stressful.
I agree.
Because you never know what you're getting into when you fucking do it.
Okay, so you ready for your shout-outs?
Give me it. Give me something. What the hell is this?
Oh, you don't know what that is?
Not yet.
You want me to tell you?
Sure.
It's the Separation of Church and State by NoFX.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear the new Propaganda album today?
No, I haven't.
Pretty good. Shoutouts to at Viva La JD. Good, sir. Lucha John from Putting 'Em Over Podcast. Barry Stoll, B Show Brian, Chris Savage, Kevin James, Rainy Blue, JC Sterling, at B Schwing 22, Caleb Morganfield, good guy, talking to him on Twitter all the time. Check out his band Red Shores. Sausage Man 3000, dude, he's back. Hashtag sausage for lice. Stick the sausage in the box, rub it against those tots, and we use big sausage, not small cock. I just love that. So good. At Kill DZR1. Johnny Utah, and that is it. So retweet our pinned episode, get yourself a shout out on the show next week, help spread the word, and help us fucking take over wrestling podcasting, one step closer to world domination, dude.
One step at a time, bro. One step at a time.
So I think that's gonna do it. I think we're good here.
We very well, I think we have streamlined this episode to be like, I think it's less than 2 hours.
Like, fuck yeah, man. I don't think I want to. I have a hard on in my pants to go play Forza 7, so.
I got a hard on my pants. I just got a hard on.
But I'm way too fucked up now. I don't think I'm going to be able to play an intense racing game this big.
I mean, give it a go. You should try it.
For sure. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. We thank you very much for listening, supporting the show. And until next time. May you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And as always, be excellent to each other. We'll see you next week.